A couple of days a week, a listener will say to me, Scott, I love starting my day with the Daily Boost. I'd love to hear that. And then they will usually say, I also love starting my day with Blinkist. And I'm totally cool with that because that's exactly what I do. Blinkist is a sponsor of this show. We love them. Go to Blinkist.com/boost right now. You can start a 7-day free trial. Plus, get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. It's a good deal. Blinkist.com/boost. How are you? My, oh, my, oh, my. What a day it has been. I've been all over the world today via Zoom. Oh, I don't miss the cost of long-distance telephone calls. Now just get on Zoom and talk anywhere you want to. It's awesome. Some real rock stars out there today, too. And everybody, I think, is a rock star, but some people dream of becoming a rock star. The leader of the band, huh? A lot of people in high school do that. And sometimes you get in your 30s and your 40s, and you're like, I never got to be my rock star, but maybe you did. You just didn't notice. I'll talk about that today. And how life shifts along the way. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, a positive boost for you every single day, and some real life strategies so we keep things real around here. We love positivity, love upbeat, love keeping you motivated. But the reality is, sometimes the best motivation is when you look at the reality of life and go, that was kind of icky, didn't see that coming, and deal with it and figure it out. That's what this show is all about. Every single day, no matter how life gets in the way, no matter how confusing it may be, no matter how somebody looks at you and maybe gives you a dirty look or something, you're like, what'd they do that for? No matter what happens, it doesn't matter. We get up, we stand up, we take a step, we repeat, we keep going until we get exactly what we want, even if we change our mind along the way, which does happen sometimes. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Thanks for being here today. This is going to be an awesome show today. Before I get started, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I start my day using Blinkist, and so many other folks do as well. Blinkist is an app for anybody who cares about learning and doesn't have a lot of time. And who does these days? How? Well, Blinkist takes key ideas and insights from over 4,000 nonfiction bestsellers in 27 categories, and they create 15-minute text and audio explainers. They call them blinks. Yes, you can read them or you can listen to them. They also have podcast blinks. So you can get to the heart of a podcast episode really, really fast as well. 15 million people use Blinkist to learn more about self-improvement, personal growth, management, leadership, mindfulness, and happiness, and a whole bunch of things. By the way, I listen to something new often. The most recent that I can remember that really has stuck out to me was Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, and for small creatures such as we, by Sasha Sagan. It's awesome stuff. Blinkist has a special offer just for you. Go to Blinkist.com/boost. Start a free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. That's B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost to get 25% off and a 7-day free trial. One more time, Blinkist.com/boost. You know, a funny thing happens somewhere right after high school. Now, that may be a long time ago for you, or maybe not. Hard to say. We have a lot of listeners in this audience of all different ages. But a funny thing happens. Right after we graduate from high school, we enter the real world. And the dreams that we had as kids, we're all taught to dream. What are you going to do when you grow up? Those dreams, they begin to change, don't they? They morph. They evolve, I guess. It's going to change. And for no other reason that we hit the real world. And sometimes when we're kids and we're dreaming about doing things, we don't have any idea how to make it happen. In fact, I will go so far as to say, a lot of folks that I work with in coaching calls, they'll want to do something. I say, well, do you want to do it? And they go, well, yeah, I do. I said, how do you know? I just really want to. So, well, that's okay. I love that, but you've never done it before. So how do you know you're going to like it? And it's always like one of those moments where they go, well, wait a second. That's some common sense thinking there. That makes sense to me. But in high school, when you think about this, or when you're a young person, or whenever you're dreaming, there are so many things you've never put your hands on, never touched. You just believe you can do. You've seen somebody else do it. You've watched videos. You've seen it on TV. If somebody else can do it, you can do it, right? My son was in that category. He kind of followed just after me because I was certainly in that category. I was a big dreamer, still doing pretty much what I set out to do. I set out to do radio and broadcast communications. I'm still kind of doing that. I just have a different topic these days, different subject matter. But my son was in his early 20s. He did not want to do broadcast. Nope. He sat down and announced to me after many, many years of us carting his equipment around to open night mics and all kinds of crazy concerts. He was in a rock and roll band. And he announced to me that he was going to head to Los Angeles and pursue his dream. He was going to be a rock star. I'll never forget him telling me this. I've told the story before. I'd never forget it. Because it was one of those dad-son moments. He was literally going to be a singer in a rock and roll band. Awesome. I'm like, cool, let's go do it. Can I go with you? I'd like to play that game too. He was on a mission. He was going to achieve his goal. Nothing could stop him. That's what happens when you're, I think he was 21, just turned 21. Anything is possible. Now, when I heard his idea, I had a question, though, because that's what dads do. He was going to leave anyway. He was going to head and drive across the country, have a good time, become a rock star. Who knows? I might have to pay for his autograph someday. But my question is pretty simple. What happens if you become a member of the band instead? I thought it was a good question. I think even rock stars are members of the band, but you know what I mean. The guy's on the second row, not the front row. So he had this really perplexed look on his face, like thinking like he had never actually even considered that, which is awesome because he wanted to be a rock star. That was he was going to do that. Never considered something else may happen. I'm not sure if he was angry or confused. I'm not sure. He's one of them. It seemed the concept of playing any other role never even occurred to him, which is, I think it's great. So I continued. I said, would you be okay with that? If you weren't able to be the rock star, the lead singer, if you did everything you could, you worked really hard, you really wanted it bad, and you did all the work it took to get there, and you didn't get it. You got something else. If you didn't get it, would you be happy settling into something different? He said, no, I would not. I'm a rock star. That's what I'm going to do. That's it. I'm going to go out to California. I'm going to be a rock star. And that was it for me. You know, as parents, you guide them and you let them go and tell them they can always come back if they want to. And I did. But the following day, he started his journey. I'll never forget it. He left the house, packed everything he owned in the back of that car, and headed out to Los Angeles. He chased his dream. It went on for a couple of years, and we had all the phone calls back and forth about everything that was going on. At night, he played the Whiskey a Go-Go and all that stuff. It's cool stuff. He had success. He enjoyed his version of rock star status. Now, he never did a big, big thing, but it didn't matter. There was no small roles for anybody, right? He became a rock star. But something else began to emerge along the way. See, he discovered he had some other talents, and they kind of fit him like a glove. He started to dabble in graphic design. Became very, very good at it. Websites, things like that. Dabbled in music promotion, but became very, very good at getting people to show up to see the bands. And he found himself really loving being behind the scenes, being a more supportive band member, if you will. He wasn't on stage, but he was playing in the band. There's no doubt about that. And as time went on, he kind of drifted away. Suddenly, it didn't seem that important to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning to play a gig. It was more important to support it and to grow it, do the things that really fulfilled him. He was, in fact, a rock star in his own world right now, a brand new world. His life was different than he thought it would be, but he found his day-to-day experience to be a much, much better fit. And a few years later, I talked to him about that. He goes, yeah, I really don't know what I was thinking. You were dreaming. And that's what happens to a lot of folks, and I do this every single day working with clients all over the world. The dreams morph into something that actually serves you a little bit better. What I do today, just being very honest with you, I've done this job, I guess it's my J-O-B, 20 years now. If you had asked me when I was 18 years old and said, I'm going to be a big-time radio DJ, if I would ever do something like this, I would have laughed you off the face of the earth. There's no way. Motivation, personal development, helping people grow, pursue their dreams. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to wear a t-shirt and give away t-shirts. That's all I'm going to do, and eat lots of pizza. That's what DJs do. But like my son's case, it wasn't a perfect fit. It wasn't perfectly satisfying every single day. And little by little, I morphed just like he did, and my guess is just like you did. Little by little, life showed you a different path. Little by little, you found your way. You can always go back the other direction if you want to, but you have become a rock star in your own place right now, and you can still morph and become whatever you want to be. Time is never running out until it's running out. You're a rock star right now. You always have been. You always will be. But suddenly, your passion came out of nowhere. Your purpose kind of defined itself. One day, you found yourself just kind of doing it. And while you're kicking and screaming and trying to remember what you said you wanted to be, life is pretty good. life is pretty good. Try to remember that when you're spending a little bit too long thinking things aren't going your way. The truth is, they've always gone your way. And you can change it any day you want to. Front of the stage or back of the stage, doesn't matter. It's up to you. I love talking to people about their rock star status. I'm so happy. I had a friend of mine one time that wanted to be an actor and couldn't get acting parts. Took a job doing the campfire narratives at Grand Canyon National Park. Found out he became a big, big, big star, and his acting dreams came true. He was just wearing a ranger hat. Amazing what happens when you let life flow. Have a great day. I'm going to see you tomorrow as we wrap up the week on the Daily Boost.